Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Congratulations to Liberty University School of Law. It is number one in the Commonwealth of Virginia regarding bar pass rates for the July 2015 bar exam. This is an incredible achievement. We'll talk about it and more on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. And Matt, in addition to being the founder of BarbWire.com, you also serve as the associate dean there for online services or online education programs with regards to other online educational programs that are sponsored by and created by and overseen by Liberty University School of Law. But this, Matt, bar passage rate is a phenomenal achievement. I don't know how I can underestimate what this means. But I want to just kind of set the groundwork. The bar passage rate is a huge deal because everyone around the country looks at what your bar passage rates are. And in this particular case, Liberty University happens to be situated in a state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, which has a number of top-tier law schools there, including, but not limited to, schools such as the University of Virginia, Washington and Lee, William and Mary, University of Richmond, and more. But University of Virginia is a very top-tier school. The LSATs and GPAs are at the level of Harvard and Yale. It is at the very top of the tier in terms of their entering statistics for law school students who attend that school. And Liberty University School of Law beat the University of Virginia in this bar pass rate.
Well, Matt, I would be remiss as long as congratulations are in order if I did not congratulate you. And I know many people are congratulating you as well, because you were a big part of the founding of Liberty University School of Law. As most of our listeners know, you served as the dean of Liberty University School of Law from May 2006 to the end of 2014, where Rena Lindevalson, the academic dean here, took over as the interim dean. But it was your policies and your bar review policies and that were put into place over a couple of different years leading up to this that ultimately have resulted in this amazing gain in bar passage here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which, being in Virginia, a large percentage of Liberty University School of Law students take the bar in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which is one of the toughest bar exams in the entire country. So it cannot be overstated what a tremendous accomplishment this is for the law school when you consider that the University of Virginia, that Washington and Lee, that William and Mary, that many of these other law schools here in Virginia are generations old. Liberty University School of Law is just a little over a decade in its existence and is smaller by comparison. And this is the equivalent really of a high school football team winning the Super Bowl. And that's not to say that we're, you know, a high school football team in terms of ability, but just in terms of size and maybe national recognition. So this is a tremendous victory, and I'm just so very proud to be part of this law school and to be part of this victory accomplishment rather. And so congratulations to you, Matt, for everything that you did to lay the groundwork so that this could happen.
Well, you know, it's an amazing accomplishment. I was there, as you mentioned, as the dean from May of 2006 to the end of 2014, and led the law school through full accreditation on August 5, 2010. A newly approved law school has to go through reaffirmation accreditation 3 years later, which we did. And we got the pristine report on October the 16th, 2014. It was an absolutely clean report. And now the law school's on the seven-year accreditation cycle. The very next day, I tendered my notice that I was going to be stepping down. I had taken the school through all of these different levels and got it on a very firm path. And I told the president at the time, and I told others as well, I says, wait till you see the May 2015 class, because all of the changes to the program of legal education that we began a few years earlier would now be ultimately experienced by this May 2015 graduating class. And guess what? They came out and they blew all people's imagination away. Number one in the state. You can't underestimate beating the University of Virginia on this particular area of bar pass rates. It is a phenomenal accomplishment.
Well, the university's founder, Jerry Falwell, was known for saying, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but he would say, if it's Christian, it ought to be better. It ought to be excellent. And he was a big proponent of excellence, and Christianity is a big, you know, as part of Christianity is excellence, is using the God-given skills and ability that you have in order to glorify God, and the motto really of Liberty University and of the law school is training champions for Christ. So I believe that what sets Liberty University School of Law, at least in part, apart from other law schools across the country, is this grounding in the truths of Scripture, in our actual, you know, the founding of our nation in terms of the Judeo-Christian principles upon which our entire legal system was founded, and that students gain that knowledge and understanding and expertise of these things, I think is reflected certainly in the excellence that we have here at Liberty University, not just passing the bar with such high rates and number one in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but with multiple championships and moot court competitions and ABA trial practice national championship, a number of national championships, and the trophy case here at Liberty University School of Law, if I may brag a little bit, continues to grow, and it's because of the faith base here at the university, I think, that these things are occurring.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, this is certainly a glory to God the scriptures say that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And one of the things that Liberty University School of Law does is put knowledge and puts Jesus Christ at the very center of its educational mission. And the scriptures are true. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's something that sets Liberty apart. Certainly we have Liberty has a very strong skills program and other things. And this is a great tribute here to have the bar pass rate. But what really sets it apart is that strong Christian mission that holds everything together, from which everything flows. And now as a result of that, as Dr. Falwell says, if it's Christian, it ought to be better. So now it is Christian. It's definitely a Christian law school. But it becomes number one in the Commonwealth of Virginia, beating not just any school, but some of the top tier schools in the United States of America, including the University of Virginia and others. Also ranked 11th in the nation in the moot court program, 11th in the nation. And there's 204 or so law schools in the country. Liberty University's ranked 11th. That's the top 5% of all law schools in the country. And it has 80 plus trophies and awards right now for moot court. In 2013, number one national champions in the ABA arbitration tournament competition. Our law school, Liberty University School of Law, the one that we're talking about here, where I happen to have a pleasure of serving as dean, where you still are associate dean there, has been doing amazing things, all to the glory of God. I encourage people who are interested in law school to go to law.liberty.edu. That's law.liberty.edu. If there's a law school that you're looking for, it might be in your future, you can go to Liberty University School of Law. And also there's online programs there that Matt, you oversee, and that is the paralegal studies program. You got the 2-year and the 4-year paralegal studies program, and also the Master of Arts program in public policy. And there's other master programs that are coming on down the line as well in the area of law, but not JD. You can go and get that at Liberty University School of Law. And, of course, the signature course there is the Juris Doctorate Program, which is the course that lawyers or people that want to be lawyers take. It's a great law school. I'm really pleased and privileged to be able to have been a part of that in the founding days and to see some of the successes and see where these students and graduates are now around the world making an impact and impacting their communities in our country. For more information, you can also go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Also, if you want to support some students going on the Covenant Journey trip with scholarships, you can do that also through either Covenant Journey or through Liberty Counsel. Change the life of a young college-age student for only $3,500, $4,000, $5,000, and literally in 10 days, their life will be changed. For more information, visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.